This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Hello, it's Adam outside the BBC in Salford Quays. It's just about to jump on the tram after recording newscast. I've been here all week covering the Tory party conference. So has Nick Robinson. He interviewed Rishi Sunak after his big, quite chunky speech to the conference. And you can hear Nick's analysis about that and loads of interesting behind the scenes details, because he and Amal Rajan this week are launching the Today programme podcast. You'll be able to get that on BBC Sounds, and I highly recommend you check it out. But here is a little sneak peek. Can you have a sneak peek of something that's audio? Anyway, a sneak listen to how it sounds.
Right, hang on a second, Nick. Give me a sec.
Amal, what are you writing there?
Oh, come on. Don't pretend you haven't seen me do this before. I do this every time we're on. I'm writing in big capital letters, in red pen, slow the F down.
The dot, dot, dots aren't normally there.
And I'm doing it because I do have a tendency to talk too fast, which is not ideal for radio. And I get very excited about ideas.
You know, the first time I noticed that bit of paper in front of you, I was about to ask a question of a minister.
Do you mind not interrupting me? And I was just going to say that one of the things about the Today programme, one of the reasons you often interrupt people, and so do I, is because you always feel, despite it being 3 hours, that you're running out of time.
Yeah, a three-hour programme, but some of the items are 3 minutes, because it's the first thing you listen to in the day. We've got to get through all the news of the day.
And when you interrupt people, as I just interrupted you, you've got this, what is that phrase you use again?
Don't forgive me. And I always hate myself when I do.
That's it. Forgive me.
The thing is, you've always got one extra question you want to get to. It doesn't matter how much time you get.
Like Mordor in front of Frodo Baggins, the pips are always looming. You always feel like you're going to run out of time. You always feel, you know, the end of the show is nigh.
We're haunted by the sound of beep, beep, beep. And the great thing about a podcast is we've just got more time.
I'm excited about this. And as if to taunt us, Nick, the distant echo of the pips have even made it into our title music.
There is no escape. I'm Nick.
And I'm Amal.
And this is our first foray into having a weekly podcast for the Today programme, which is very originally called The Today Podcast.
And what is it exactly?
Well, every week we're going to take a big subject. We can have an in-depth conversation about it. We'll have a guest or two who we can give a little bit more time to, and we can give our take on what's happened.
And, you know, with you comes decades of experience. You have travelled the world with prime ministers. You were for many, many years the BBC's political editor. And you've thought more about journalism and what constitutes the news than almost anyone I know.
And from you, an ex-newspaper editor, a person who knows how the media is changing. You're always educating me.
I think that's the nicest thing you've ever said to or about me, Nick. I'm incredibly excited about this podcast. Genuinely, I am a podcast fanatic.
Wouldn't it be nice to kick off our shoes and take a deep breath and sit back and say, what was that really about? How can we really understand that thing that just this morning on the Today programme we told you about, but we didn't have the time, maybe, to go into in great depth.
So head to BBC Sounds, search for The Today Podcast and hit subscribe.
It'll just pop up and you'll get it first.